on the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Monday, December 9th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, Senators Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and other set of Democrats running for president could find themselves pulled off the campaign trail for the trial of President Trump or face arrest, according to his former Senate parliamentarian. Now, it sure would be a shame if House Democrats' impeachment stunt proved costly to some of the leading contenders, wouldn't it? Two, it's been a very bad 24 hours or so for our law enforcement community. Three officers killed across the country this past weekend. We'll tell you those sad stories coming up in just a bit. And number one, impeachment week 12. Week 12, really? House Judiciary Committee to receive briefing on Ukraine starting today, this morning. Rank-and-file lawmakers have said the committee could begin drafting articles of impeachment as early as this week to meet an informal deadline to have a House vote later on this month. Because when you're dealing with impeachment, it's always good to set informal deadlines. Good Monday morning to you, Scott Bertram, sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. All across the state of Michigan, thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining me, as I'm with you here today, tomorrow, and Wednesday on the old program. Just a ton of stuff planned for today, including a bunch of tremendous guests, of course. But lots of info and audio, and we'll squeeze in as much as we can. And what we don't fit in today, well, I'll hold for tomorrow. All right, that's my promise to you. Coming up on today's program, in hour number one, Dave Ray with the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Also, James Golden, you might know him a bit better as Bo Snerdly, the producer for Rush Limbaugh's radio show. He started a new super PAC that is designed to appeal and help black conservatives. Hour two, Tom Bress from Sparrow Health Systems, Alan Sachs from the University of Texas Arlington, and Rich Studley from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, a jam-packed hour two. And hour three, Dr. Katie Jarvis will talk about America's rural hospital crisis. It's at issue. And Phil Wegman from Real Clear Politics, their White House correspondent, but also covering the campaign trail here in 2020 as well. We'll talk with him about a whole bunch of stuff in hour number three. That is all coming up on today's Steve Gruber Show. In case you don't know me, I always like to introduce myself, of course, as I fill in here for Steve. My name is Scott Bertram. I am the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. Everyone asks, not in Michigan, but, you know, outside of Michigan, where's Hillsdale in Michigan? And usually, you know, I'm only here 4 years in Michigan, but I know you use the hand, right, and then point on your hand where in Michigan it is. But I find it easier to say, you know, if you go to the Indiana-Ohio border and then just go about, 15 miles north or so, that's where Hillsdale is. And so the southern part of the state. My relatives back in Illinois have asked after I moved to Michigan about 4 years ago, so is it colder? Get more snowfall? And I have to remind them that actually from where I'm from in Illinois is Chicago area, Rockford, so northern Illinois. We're actually farther south here in Hillsdale than they are. So I say, no, it's the same. About the same temperatures, about the same precipitation. It's all about the same. Except there are benefits like incredibly lower property taxes here in Michigan and school choice and charter schools, which we'll talk about in hour two, actually. Elizabeth Warren had things to say about schools and charter schools. We'll have audio of that coming up in hour two. But yeah, so, you know, climate-wise, it's about the same. And speaking of climate-wise, I have an ongoing issue. We had a very early snowstorm down here in southern Michigan, at least. We had, 5 or 6 inches in some areas more some weeks ago. And I'm like, no problem. Got the snowblower out, snow thrower out. And it would not start. It's like a 3-year-old snow thrower. And so my dad, who's handier than I, I've been going back and forth for the past few weeks, via phone and video chat, trying to figure out how to fix this snow thrower. It's not been a nonstop sort of work effort. When I have some time, I'll go and tinker with it because we haven't had any more snow as of yet. But we've tried a bunch of and nothing's worked yet, and we think it's something in the carburetor. And so at some point soon, I'm going to actually have to take apart that snow thrower and try to clean the carburetor, which for me, being not a really handy fellow, I mean, I can get the job done, but I don't tinker around the house or around the garage all that much. That could be an interesting experience, but I think it's going to be good to have a working snow thrower at some point this winter season, more than likely. So we'll try to get that done. Continuing my thought, because I got off track for a while. General manager, student radio station here at Hillsdale College. I also teach journalism here in the journalism department here at Hillsdale, where classes are done. This is the week of finals this week, which means for professors, not much, right? I mean, we have a final and we give it. For the students, it's a little bit more hectic. They're prepping for finals. Generally, church the Sunday before finals, shockingly, is more full of students looking for help wherever they can get it, I suppose. But this is finals week at Hillsdale, and then they'll be gone for about a month or so. We start up again January 15th, something along those lines. You can also find me on a couple of podcasts, three to be exact, one over at National Review. It's called Political Beats. We talk with people in and around the world of politics about their favorite band or musician. Nothing about politics at all. And out today, later today, we talk about Jimi Hendrix with Jane Costin, who actually writes for Vox.com. That's kind of strange, right? A conservative site talking to someone on the left. Well, one of the beauty things about Political Beats is that our political differences don't matter too much, because we're only talking about music. So we talked Jimi Hendrix on that podcast. Also, the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, heard on many of these fine radio stations across Michigan. Also available as a podcast at Google Play and TuneIn and Spotify and Stitcher and Apple Podcasts and SoundCloud. Just search for the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. The point of it, bring you as close to Hillsdale's campus as we can without you actually being here. So we talk with faculty members and staff members and about the conversations and debates that are kind of taking place on campus. Also, some people from outside of the Hillsdale world. Ebony Schley's on this week. Great new book about the Great Society, the failed Great Society effort of the 60s. She was on this past week's episode, so check that out. And last but not least, of course, the Hillsdale College Classical Education podcast has been out for a couple of months now. More about classical education, charter schools, things like that. And again, just search for Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast. So yeah, I'm involved in quite a bit and always enjoy the opportunity to fill in here on the Steve Gruber Show and talk to the audience all across the state of Michigan. Impeachment continues. We'll have some Q&A with Congressman Nadler, Jerry Nadler, and Chuck Todd. We'll put that for you in the next segment. Great jobs report at the end of last week for the U.S. Bad one up in Canada. All this talk about Justin Trudeau laughing at the president. Well, Canada's job market unexpectedly weakened for a second straight month. The economy in Canada lost 71,000 jobs in November. And, of course, Canada, a little smaller population-wise than the U.S., so 71,000 is actually pretty significant. U.S. on an upward trajectory in Canada, well, not so much at this point. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. They're at it again in Lansing. First, they tried to make us pay a 45 cents a gallon gas tax increase. Yeah, the roads are bad, but an extra 45 cents a gallon? Well, that didn't work. But it didn't end there. Now, Lansing wants legislation to give individual counties the authority to charge you an unlimited amount in additional gas taxes. That means you could pay higher gas taxes in the county you live in, but other counties you drive around won't have the extra tax. And the roads will be just as bad, if not worse. It doesn't make any sense. We already have some of the highest gas taxes around. Don't let Lansing make us the highest gas tax state in the country. If you're sick of Lansing always wanting to raise the price of gas with poor results, contact your state representative. and tell them to stop House Bill 4963. Stop the county gas tax. Brought to you by your neighbors, the locally owned members of the Michigan Petroleum Association.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project. A public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.